It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Michigan Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer issued an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press today. In it, she contends that the Michigan legislature is rife with blatant sexism and it's caused a breakdown in political discourse and the representation of women in the state capitol. Senator Whitmer joins us now. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jen. Good to be with you.
Now, according to your op-ed, sexism isn't a new problem in the capitol. So what prompted you to speak out on this issue right now?
Well, you know, it's something that I've endured for 12 years, but just this last couple weeks, one of my colleagues referred to one of the top PR women in town as a hooker. And it's really created this kind of buzz and discussion about really what is acceptable and what is not in terms of behavior here at the Capitol. And I thought this is an opportunity to kind of educate people and hopefully push for better conduct.
Can you give us an idea of the scope of the problem in the legislature? Because we've heard about a couple of specific incidents, but how large of an issue is this really?
I think when Jennifer Granholm was elected governor, that there was great hope that, you know, women would be able to play on the same level as men and to be considered and respected in the same way that our male counterparts are. And I think, unfortunately, I had colleagues in the Senate refer to her as Hurricane Jenny in really some very ugly floor speeches that usually that is considered beyond what is acceptable conduct for Senate discussion on the Senate floor. And so it really has been a pervasive problem that I think has increased in my time at the Capitol. I've watched it increase, and that happens to also be at the time when women's numbers in the legislature have gone down.
From reading your op-ed, it's clear you think this goes beyond the regular back and forth between politicians. What do you feel is behind the sexism in state government?
You know what? I don't know, but I think that it's a small-mindedness, and I think that the outcome, regardless of what the motivation is that it really makes Michigan look backwards. You know, we like to talk about Michigan is doing cutting-edge manufacturing. We're not the dinosaur that people assume when they hear about Michigan. And then when you have standard bearers using terminology like that, you think maybe they're being led by cavemen, and that's unacceptable. You know, every day I try to instill in my two little girls how important it is that they raise their voice and they, you know, they take part in decision making. And when you see something like this happen, you got to stand up and say it's out of bounds.
Now, Senator, in your commentary, you use a few uncomplimentary phrases to describe some of your colleagues in the legislature. You write about the results of the, quote, Neanderthal quotient going up. You also, again, use the phrase cavemen in reference to some behavior. Is it possible to move the conversation forward if the insults are exchanged?
Well, I don't think that saying that we have a backward attitude and that we're in the Stone Ages in terms of relations between men and women merely rises to the level of calling someone a hooker. And, you know, I think that it's important to say this is a real issue. We've got to take a look at how we conduct ourselves because we expect our leaders in government, our leaders at universities, our leaders in our schools, to conduct themselves in a way that we can be proud of. And when this kind of conduct happens, you know, we're going to get a backlash for standing up, but we've got to stand up and say it's out of bounds.
Gretchen Whitmer is a Democrat representing Michigan's 23rd Senate District. She's also the Michigan Senate Democratic leader. Senator Whitmer, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jen.